Now, we have had some fires going on in our region, and joining me on the line right now is Rural Fire Inspector Andrew Howley. Andrew, thanks so much for joining me this morning. Now, what info can you give us on these fires?
Yeah, look, thanks, Rachel. Last night, late yesterday afternoon, we had very strong winds push the Teembra fire, the Finch Hatton fire, and a fire at Netherdale into the edge of containment lines. So we constructed some more breaks last night and backburnt all three of those fires till the very late in the evening. Those fires have all held this morning, so crews today will be patrolling and monitoring along those lines, mopping up the timber and making sure the fire doesn't cross the rake today.
Yep.
And then tonight they'll be doing more backburning to strengthen it and tie those fires in. So they're quite large fires. And several of these fires have been burning for a long time. So the Finch Hatton one's been going into its ninth day.
Wow.
And the Teembra fires come round from a burn about a month ago. So some of these volunteer crews have been very busy for a long period of time.
Yeah. Absolutely. And how do we know how these fires started? They're just grass fires?
Well, certainly the couple of fires of concern have been lightning strikes.
Right, okay.
There was a lightning storm a couple of weeks ago. One is a relight from a control burn well over a month ago. And a couple of accidental ignitions, which is that unfortunate, you know, cutting, grinding, welding, slashing, anything that puts a metal blade against a rock in this weather conditions is a potential ignition for fires. And of course, with the way the wind and the temperature is, those fires take off very, very quickly.
Right, okay. Now, we've had it was a little bit damp when I woke up this morning, a little bit of fog, well, actually a lot of thick fog. Does that kind of weather help with fires or not really?
Absolutely, it helps. It's great. It was very nice driving home last night from up the valley to see the fog start to roll in because there's moisture in the air, which is good.
Yeah.
We haven't seen any moisture for some weeks now, and that's because the night temperature is higher than the dew point. So last night was good, but we need a lot more moisture than that. But it does show that there's a little bit of a easterly effect coming in rather than the very strong westerly effect we've been having. Obviously, north and westerlies bring us very dry conditions, and the easterly brings us that moisture off the ocean. So, yeah, no, a little bit encouraging there last night.
Yeah. Now, these fires, they're not a threat to any houses as of yet?
Look, the threat is there, and certainly the Finch Hatton fire last weekend, you know, it started on Friday against Mount Pinnacle, and you know, a number of properties came under a threat as that fire moved rapidly. So they can be under threat at any moment, depending on wind strength and crews and all that sort of stuff. So our message to residents is to really take note of the conditions, clean up around the house, the leaves in gutters. It sounds so simple, but it's so important. One ember in a gutter full of leaves and your house can burn down. So clean the leaves out of gutters. Clean up around the house. I've just mentioned slashing and anything with a metal blade. We're a little bit concerned. You know, it's a bit late to be doing too much broad scale, you know, clearing around the house. But certainly, you know, any moisture, throw the splinter on near the house. Lock the windows and close all the windows when people are going out. All those sort of simple precautions can help. But people really need to clean up that flammable material around their houses.
Yeah, all right. Thank you so much for joining me on the line this morning, Andrew. And we'll get an update from you maybe tomorrow.
And a big thank you to all our volunteers out there right across the district who are working literally day and night on behalf of their community.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Andrew.
Thank you.